Okay, bar philanthropy. Bar philanthropy is something that Fogg has borrowed, and now we call it Fogg Philanthropy. It's supposed to be a monthly get-together. Here's how it works. Artists who don't have enough money, i.e. all of them, usually put together a 2-to-3-sentence proposal, i.e. I went on vacation, and I took these amazing photos and turned it into what was eventually going to be an art show. However, I fell onto some hard times. I didn't have enough money. It's going to cost about $200 to frame all my photos, and my hope is to book a show at Milk Coffee Bar or at Common Ground Gallery in Mackenzie Hall. And then there's that. So there's a complete circle. Here's what I intended to do. Here's what I would like to do now if I get this money. And if I do get this money, my plan is to do this. And you'll be able to tangibly see exactly where I spent that money. So it's a great concept. People who don't have money can get money for nothing other than telling people who are willing to donate $5 each what their idea is and why it's worth money. So the people who come to the show or the people who come to listen who are the philanthropists at $5 a piece, they sit down and eat a free pasta dinner. So Fogg is calling it Fogg Philanthropasta because it's pasta this time. Frank is going to donate the food. But I just want to kind of ruminate a little bit out loud about how frustrating this process is. It's May 18th, okay? June 3rd is this dinner. Tons of people say they're coming. Lots of people, I'm coming. I can't wait to go. I'm going to show up and I'm going to donate my $5. And it's not enough. Five isn't enough. It should be $10. Look, you can donate whatever you want at the door. You can donate as much as you'd like if you'd like to give more. The point is, nobody who should be asking for this money or who should be saying, oh, here's a project that I would like to have the money to finish, nobody's contacting me. I've had 3 people. What I want to have is 5 people per dinner. 5 people who pitch an idea in front of a group of 50 or 60 people. They don't have to be great speakers. They just have to say what they want the money for. Maybe show some props or some previous work or play some music if it's music related. I mean, I just want participation. For Christ's sake, pardon my language. 3 people? Now, again, this is free money. It's not like people in this community don't need the money. I need the money, for crying out loud. Can I put in an idea, please? I've got all kinds of projects I can't afford to do that I'd like to do. We're talking about free money here, artists. Could you please get your crap together and just send in a couple of sentences? June 3rd is the date of this presentation. I would like to have 10 more submissions before then so that I can select 5 and then next month choose 5 that weren't in the first 5. And, by the way, if you have a project that doesn't get selected in the first or the second rounds of this Fogg Philanthropy, you can repitch it. It might be a really great idea, but the crowd votes. So as a crowd, collectively, they're going to write on a piece of paper which one they want to fund. Yours might have been 1 vote away. So I'm not going to prevent you from coming and presenting again if it's a great idea and you still need under $300. So please, prove a lot of the naysayers I know that tell me that the art scene is hopeless because they don't get involved, because they don't reach out, because they don't try to get their hands dirty. Dirty? Christ, you just go on stage and tell people a good idea you have and maybe you make $300. Please, let's prove them wrong. Right now, you're proving them right. That you're totally incapable of at least writing 3 sentences that would get you $300. $100 a sentence. That's a pretty good wage. Let's go, folks. Foglounge@gmail.com. That's where you send your pitch. Foglounge@gmail.com.